Music therapy is recognised throughout the world as a powerful force for transforming lives. In 1999, music therapy became a registered profession with the Council for Professions Supplementary to Medicine, now the Health Professions Council. An acknowledgement that music therapy is respected and established within education, social services and healthcare. But what exactly is music therapy and how does it work? Well, Dr. David Aldridge, who is a Professor of Qualitative Research in Medicine at University Wittenherdeck in Germany and an author of numerous books on the subject, joins me now to try and shine some light on it. First of all, you know, we have a kind of vague idea about what music therapy is. Could you tell us in more detail how it works?
Well, there are two forms, really. One form is known as receptive music therapy, which is, you can imagine, is someone listens to music, and the job of the therapist is to listen to what the problem the patient or the client presents to them, and from his or her knowledge, they know what music can help. So it might be soothing music for someone who's anxious, it might be music to enliven someone, it may be someone who's depressed and it'll lift their mood. Those are the two main things we know that music therapy really works for: anxiety and depression. It may be that someone's in pain and it's useful in help relief too. But the other main form of music therapy is something called active music therapy. And there, the person who's receiving the music therapy actually makes music with the music therapist.
So is this to try and help in communication?
Well, what we've found, particularly with children, and we work across the board from babies to the elderly people, but the main thing with children is that it really helps with sensory integration. That one of the biggest problems that we have is for children to coordinate their movements, their hands, their eyes, what they see and what they hear.
Now, I've always thought of music as a kind of primal thing. You've mentioned children there. Children always seem to want to dance when they hear a beat or a rhythm. Is that what you kind of feed on?
We argue that music came before language, in that human development, when we moved from being great apes to being human beings, when we began to stand upright, our larynxes changed and we began to make a whole new series of sounds, and our basic communication was what we would know as musical communication. And when we communicate with each other, it's not just the sounds we make, it's the quality of the sounds that we make. So when babies communicate with their mothers and music, and mothers communicate with their babies, it's actually the quality of the vocalizations which is important for communicating.
Now, you're talking about sensory deprived children there. Let's take, for instance, a child that was blind. How would you use music therapy in that situation?
Well, our experience is that blind children respond very, very well to sounds. But not only to sounds, for themselves making sounds and making sounds in another person. So they hear the sounds that are being made and they respond with their own bodily actions to those sounds that are being made. And our experience is that it helps with their general orientation. Like I said before, the integration of the senses that they do have, and the big bodily senses of movement they have, the location in a room, how they locate the sounds, and then the sounds that they make in response to another person. So not only does it help them to orientate themselves in space, it helps them to orientate themselves in time.
Is this like a foundation for moving on the learning of the child, yes?
We see it as absolute basis of learning, because the orientation to sounds in time and in space are the basics of general communication anyway. The making a dialogue with another person is what you need to have to listen to your teacher, for the teacher to speak to you. Even for the very basics of speech development, we need those qualities of time. Like when we're talking now, you know, by the sound of my voice, by the pitch of my voice, by the way that I'm speaking, that's the tempo, whether it's quick or slower. And then the breaths that I take in between give it something called phrasing. And these are all musical qualities.
Can you give us an example of how music therapy has transformed a life?
Well, there's a very famous example from a man called Clive Robbins working with a girl called Nicole in New York. And Nicole came with multiple handicaps, one of which was blindness. And she'd become more and more isolated and withdrawn. And this small girl, who was only 4 years old when she first came, was so isolated and withdrawn, people were very concerned about what to do for her. But she responded to the music playing, and she responded so strongly to the music that she moved towards the piano and then started playing the piano. What they discovered was she had a natural talent for reproducing the sounds that she'd heard on the radio, the songs that she'd heard on the radio, she could then produce them on the piano. And the more that she made the sounds on the piano, the more she responded to other sounds being in the room. Naturally, like all children, when they make music, it's not just a thing that goes in your ears, it also comes out of your feet. So she started to move. And from this child who was so withdrawn and isolated, began to dance in the middle of the room. And that was, it's an unbelievable thing to see when you see it on videotape. Here's a small child who's blind, suddenly becomes alive and starts to dance alone in the middle of a room.
So it's like a key unlocking her life?
It certainly was. It opened, the key opened the door to a whole new range of sensory experiences, and for a new little girl in her own new self to step through that door. And that was one of the wonderful things that music can do. And as you said earlier, it's just a very basic response that we all have in us as human beings.
Now, things must vary around the world, but how would we go about trying to achieve getting treatment, music therapy as a treatment?
You can make contact through the various health professional councils, like you mentioned earlier. They have lists of registered music therapists. That's a good way to do it. Through your paediatricians, they usually have a good contact with therapists in the locality, and through social services too.